Hey guys, this is the Praise the Clark Show, and we're about to go straight to the phone lines to have a conversation with the crooner of a song we have been playing for a couple of weeks now. It's called Chinee Doom. His name is UC, and we would love to have a chat with him to talk a bit about what the song is about and how he came about it and all this kind of stuff to make you appreciate the song a bit more on this lovely, lovely morning. All right, let's get straight into it. We got UC on the phone lines. A very good morning to you. So I'm just going to jump straight to the crux of the matter, if that's okay with you, right? So what does Chinee Doom really mean?
Chinee Doom, you can say it means God is leading me or God is guiding me.
Okay.
So that's what it means, yeah.
Oh, great, 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 great stuff. So at the end of the song, there's this spoken word, like this.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's an Igbo part. That's like a strictly English part. Does that pretty much depict what the song is about?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Okay, so tell us about the conception of this song and how it came about.
Okay, sir. So sometime last year, my dad passed away.
Whoa.
And, you know, during that time, it was really, you know, devastating, and a lot of things just were happening at the same time. And, you know, one night I just found myself praying and, you know, I opened my FL Studio because I'm actually learning how to produce as well.
Okay.
And I opened it and, you know, played the strings. Like, that's the lead strings on the song. And when I did that, the song just, you know, the lyrics just started coming, flowing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Wow. Oh, great. A-Cube is on the show with me as well. A-Cube, you want to join in on this conversation with UC?
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, sir.
Great, great, great. So let's just quickly backtrack to your musical journey. And would you say this is your first official single?
This is not my first.
Oh, this is not your first? Okay.
No, no, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
How many do you have?
I have actually released about 5 songs now.
Wow.
Yeah. So Chinee Doom is like the 5th or 6th song.
Really?
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And the other songs, do they sound like this? Are they in this genre?
More like the Afro vibe, and there's actually a rap song as well.
Oh,
I did.
Did you rap?
Yes, sir.
You rapped, or you featured a rapper?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you rapped too.
I rapped and I featured like 2 other rappers as well.
Oh, wow! Great stuff.
So if we,
I don't really rap. It's just something that happened. Right.
Oh, okay.
Something that happened.
Because I was about to give you a bit right now to, you know, for you to just jump on it.
No.
You
know. So, like, it just happened. Like, I actually worked on the beat, and I was actually looking for someone to rap on it, and I couldn't find anybody at the time.
Okay.
And I just jumped on it, and
oh, nice.
Added 2 other guys.
Ah, so you seem to like adding 2 people to your songs.
Sir?
You seem to like adding 2 people to your songs. Like, you, Chinee Doom, you had 2 people on it.
Is it 2-2 something?
Is this like Jesus and the 2 thieves, or what? How does it work for you exactly?
Everything is double.
Double, nice.
So, are your other songs like that? Did you also feature 2 people each on your other song?
No. Like, the other ones are just like strictly me, like your solo songs. And although I have a song that I featured someone on, but it's not like, it wasn't 2 people this time around.
Okay, great. So, how long have you been singing for?
Sir?
How long have you been singing for?
Professionally, I would say 4 years now.
Okay.
Okay.
4 years now. Like 4 years now. Although I started singing like way back in high school, like I was in this a cappella group back in high school.
Okay.
And, you know, transitioned to the choir and then UC.
Okay. Yeah. So did you back up for anybody, or did you do any of those things, or you just transitioned from choir to solo act?
No, yeah, I didn't back up for anyone.
So. You didn't back up for anybody. Okay. So what are we expecting from UC? Do you have videos out, or are you dropping an EP or an album, or, you know, are you going on tour, or what exactly are we expecting? We have a few more months to the end of the year 2019. What are we looking forward to getting from UC?
For now, I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working behind the scenes. Like, I'm actually planning to release an album.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm still downloading from the spirit.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So is the album going to be titled From the Spirit?
Hopefully, like, by the end of this year or maybe next year, the album should be ready.
Okay. Okay. Yes, so is the album going to be titled From the Spirit?
Is it going to be... You said, is it going to be titled From the Spirit?
Yes, I should say, yes, it's downloading From the Spirit. No.
Actually, there's a song that, you know, that's titled, you know, something from the spirit, you know, like, but I don't want to like say much that now, like, until the song or until the album drops.
Okay. So are you going to have like a Nigerian release concert or party, or is just going to be released online and then from where you are, you're just going to do your thing?
I actually haven't thought about that for now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just working towards the album for now, so,
okay,
you know, I mean, I'll get to like do that.
Are we looking at any videos coming through before then, or you're going to drop an album and a DVD at the same time, or what exactly is your, are you going to do?
The video aspect, nothing yet.
Okay.
We're just working. I'm just working. Like, whatever happens, like, you know, I'll just let the world know.
Okay. Great. So do you have like a recording process, like a music recording process where you write and then you get into the studio? Because you mentioned the fact that, you know, you're also learning how to produce. You write your music, you get into the studio, try to put a beat around it, or do you go into the studio, put a bit together as you're inspired, and then you try to write around it, or you are in your sleep and the Lord just drops the word, or you're on this train and then, you know, something just ministers to you? Or how does it work for you?
So for me, there's no one particular way that it works. Like, sometimes I just write and produce and get the song produced. Other times I just sing on a beat that's been produced.
Okay.
So it all depends on, you know, the inspiration and how the song comes.
And how the song comes to you, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to put you on the spot right now, and we're going to have you do the a cappella version of this song, Chinedum. So we're going to have you do
is this the right UC? Are you UC?
Yes,
sir. So yeah, we're going to put you on the spot now, so that your vocals can be open, and then, you know, the spirit can just take over you, and, you know, we take it off from there. So are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. So am I singing the whole song or just
No, you won't sing the whole song. You can sing the chorus. And then that ending part, were you the one that did the ending part where, you know, you were declaring words?
Yeah.
You were the one that did that. Okay, so we can do the chorus and then that as well. And as your lead.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Gine Dumo. Gine Dumo. Gine Dumo. Gimana Gine Dumo. Gine Dumo. Opa Gine Dumo. Chimaro bimo, opa gine dumo, chine dumo, opa chine dumo. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, look at the way he turned into a worship song right there. Ah, lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you so very much for taking our time to chat with us on the show today. We love Chine Doom, and we pray that it continues to bless lives across the world in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And I love to all your guys and the tools that always come on your tracks till we catch you again.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, then. Cheers. Have a great one.
You too, sir.
Bye now.
Bye.
So, guys, here is the song Chine Doom by UC, who we just spoke with. And this is available on praiseworldradio.com.
The devil's lurking all around, looking for who to tear apart. But I'll stay prayed up day and night, cause I know that the Lord is on my guard. I know he's watching. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Whatever worry, no hope on my way won't drop me down. I know he's watching. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. No weapon fear stand against me.